Catch up next with Richard Kite. He is project lead for Thriving Southland. And Richard, good afternoon, and firstly, Happy New Year and welcome to the Muster 2024.
Happy New Year, Andy. And yeah, it's good to be back again. Yeah, for another 2024.
Exactly. I wonder where 23 went, and we had this conversation, I think, this time last year. But nonetheless, you enjoyed a good break, ready to head into this year all full of smoke?
Yeah, all ready to go. The team, having a break, but the majority are starting to get back on board and, getting back into it. Yep.
And Richard, we're talking today about family farm succession, but from almost like a biodiversity viewpoint on farm, about changes that have occurred and just having that conversation about what's going to change on the farm going into the future as far as wetlands and the likes.
Yeah, so I suppose the piece of work that Thriving did was around, we were sort of questioned by people, you know, farmers and young farmers, about how do you manage succession in the environmental space when, you know, you might be looking at a wetland and, you know, your dad and granddad drained that, or, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of work has gone into productive farms and, you know, making the most of them in the past, and every year has done its thing, and now we're seeing, you know, there's a bit of time where we're seeing some of our wetlands being reintroduced, and we're seeing areas being, non-productive areas being basically put back into maybe native or exotics or whatever. And, you know, how does that conversation happen, you know?
Yeah, how does that conversation happen on farm? Because it would be a big deal for the younger generation coming through with a different mindset compared to their fathers, grandfathers, etc., who have been on the land and established what has been there for quite a long time. What's the conversation like to get it going?
Yeah, well, the fascinating thing, because we talked to a few families that were involved in this and probably doing a good job around it, and I think one of the main around succession itself, you know, one of the main drivers of success is actually, you know, it's an ongoing discussion. It's not a suddenly starts now and we're going to do it. It's an ongoing discussion about understanding. I was reading the other day, there's a rule of thumb. It's called Chesterton's Fence. And it's actually, before you do anything, actually understand why something was done in the first place. And why it's there before you actually start changing anything. So that discussion with, between parents and grandparents and the kids around what they want to do, where it's going, it's a long-term thing. It's not a short-term thing. One of the interesting, we had a catchment group and some of the work they'd done with identifying areas around capturing nutrient. And they'd actually, they're already ahead with the game and they're putting back wetlands. And the discussion that had taken place was they'd gone to their dad and said, hey, look, you know, we understand you drained all this area and with your dad, and you know over the years, so, and we're coming along, we're saying we're gonna put a wetland in. And they said the response is quite interesting, because they said, well, actually the dad said to them, well, that area of the farm has cost us more money over the last 50 years trying to keep it drained than any other area. And if I had my time again, I wouldn't have done it. But we did it because there were subsidies around draining. And at that time, you know, financially, that's where we needed to go. And that's what we needed to do. And so there's a reason, you know, there's always reasons for everything. And that financial piece is probably one of the most important. You can't do any of this work unless you actually work it out that, you know, there's a net benefit there, and the farm can carry that. And that's probably the same with succession. You know, there's always a cost around that, and it's finding the right way forward. Yeah.
Do you think there is a chance, Richard, because farm succession can be such a delicate issue as it is, perhaps you can understand people might not be so forthcoming regarding wetlands on farm, looking to the future because of what they're having to deal with in the current?
Oh, look, certainly. And I think the key message that came back was it's not you don't have, you know, you can talk about it, you can think about it, you don't have to actually do it now. You can actually, you know, it's got to fit in with the family and the way things are changing and the way the farm system's changing. And it doesn't have to be today or tomorrow, but it's, you know, it's something that the next generation are thinking about, or even the current farmers are thinking about. But you can't do that work unless it all comes together financially and everybody's on board with it. So it's nearly just it's a minor part of succession itself, you know, when you look at succession and good succession planning and you know what that's based on, which is, you know, the keys are that you know, good communication, understanding your financials, having a strategic plan. It's just part of it.
That is the key, isn't it? Because it might not be today or tomorrow, but like you say, looking into the future, what you want to do, which is basically a lot of, or most farmers, to be fair, they've taken it on board over the last 2 or 3 years with changes that have been introduced regarding practice on farm.
Oh, certainly. And the reality is every generation's changed what's on farm. You know, if you look back 50, 60 years and what farms looked like then and what every generation has done within the farm system. So the long and the short of it, Andy, was you're talking about where to and how do you have those conversations. It's actually, you know, it's an ongoing conversation, and most of it, the people we talked to, it was day-to-day, you know, it's a day-to-day conversation. It wasn't a let's sit down around the table and do this. When we're talking about those changes, they're looking at pieces of land and they're looking at the way forward, and it's not a days or it's a weeks or months. It might be a year's sort of, you know, or a couple of, more than that, looking at change over time, really.
Richard Kite, Project Lead for Thriving Southland. Always great to chat on the muster. Thanks for your time.
Oh, good. Okay. Cheers, Andy. Thanks. Bye. Richard